The movie Jerry Maguire from 1996 turned the line, "Show me the money," into an entry in our modern lexicon. We've all heard the TV cop shows say, "Follow the money, and we'll find the mind behind the crime." That's probably good advice in today's topsy-turvy world of political positions that seem contrary to common sense and rational thought. The Apostle Paul wrote about today's irrational, senseless condition 2,000 years ago in his letter to the Romans. In chapter 1, verse 18, he says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Verse 28, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper." That's from Romans 1, verse 18 and 28. The verses filling the gap between these two give an incredibly accurate picture of where our society is today. Sin, apart from repentance and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, always gets worse. Just like the second law of thermodynamics, chaos never reverts to order. Read the gap verses in Romans 1 from 18 through 32, and you'll see for yourself a downward spiral of attitudes and activities exactly mirroring our current societal trends. I've been asked questions regarding our current condition, the likelihood of a return to normal, and how soon, and are we in the last days, plus other similar questions. No one has any special knowledge from God other than what's written in His Word. Many have observed our society slipping steadily into a morass of unrighteousness, sin, for decades, from which there will be no return until Jesus rules on earth in the millennial kingdom. See Revelation 20, verses 1 through 6. For those who think one political party or the other can change the hatred, violence, and total disregard of law and order, they're dreaming. The only thing that could restore the U.S. to the country our founders envisioned is repentance in a scope that I haven't seen in my lifetime. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but here are the requirements. If my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. From 2 Chronicles 2:13 and 14. Like I said, it could happen, but apart from divine intervention, it won't. How do I know? "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." From Genesis 6, 5. And that was man's legacy way back in Genesis, before and the cause of the flood. Man's heart hasn't changed over the approximately 6,000 years we've been on earth. Jeremiah confirms that, give or take 15 centuries later, when he said, "The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?" From Jeremiah 17:9. My hope is that there will be some who hear this who wonder what is happening and worry because they have no hope anchored in the one rock that can do anything about it. If that's you and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, look around this website and read the blog posts and the excerpts from the book Christ in Me Today. You'll find 10 weeks of messages direct from the book near the bottom of the page, Find a New Path. If you are ready to have Jesus transform your life, click on the link found several places on the site, Steps to Salvation. You can also contact us for prayer or questions by clicking Contact Us. Let us know if God has spoken to your heart. It is a great encouragement to us.